Now, from coast to coast, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the Bob and Ray Show.
Regular announcer is sick and couldn't be here, and I might point out that the replacement will not be here tomorrow.
You were late getting here. What happened?
I got my foot caught on the elevator, Bob, between the second and third floors.
Well,
not my foot, really. It was my shoe. I was wearing my rubber boots. I was out duck hunting. And I just had to hurry back into town.
Well, that's not too good for a man in your health state.
I shouldn't be out duck hunting, getting my feet wet.
No, sir.
With this bit of a head cold that I have. You're right. You're right. There's no doubt about it.
But anyway, here we are at the middle of the week, and I think we ought to go right down to...
Sorry.
Arthur Schrank is busy with the Bob and Ray trophy train in Texarkana, Texas. And he's down being feted by the folks at KOSY, in particular, Tom Dillahunty, I think. So, Arthur, if you can hear us on our two-way telephone, please come in.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank, speaking from Texarkana, Texas. Standing beside... Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank. Standing beside me is Tom Dillahunty of KOSY. Cozy! Come up here to our KOSY CBS microphone and say hello to everybody.
Oh, well, it's a real pleasure to welcome you and the trophy train here, Mr. Schrank, and all of us at Cozy Radio are pleased that you've singled us out to make this stop. Everyone has been very generous in their contributions to the trophy train. They have put coins in the little plate there at the end of the second car. And they bought a goodly number of pictures, I think.
I've noticed some of the people as they come through the trophy train, Mr. Dillahunty, are complaining about having to spend too much money here on the trophy train, and that some of the attendants on the train are more or less...
Surly is a good word for it.
No, making them spend their money.
Yes, but of course we are big spenders, and... We have tried to contribute our little bit to the success of this venture. Selling pictures for $2.25 seems a little steep for a glossy 5x7.
Yes, I would say that, too.
Are you looking for a job as an announcer, Frank? We're in the market for one.
Well, I might, sir, because I'm getting just a little fed up, tired, and... I'm getting a little tired.
How steady a job do you have with Bob and Ray?
Well,
anyway?
It's seasonal. I know that as soon as this trophy train won't roll... hi, everybody. As soon as this trophy train can't roll, I know I'm going to be let out.
Well, you just come and see me when that time comes, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I think we could use a bright boy like you with your voice and obvious talent. Your personality, I think it would go over great here.
I see you winking there, Mr. Dillahunty. And if you were such a big shot, I'd flatten you right now.
I see your small helper there is getting ready to sing, I think.
Yes, he is.
So I better get off the train. Don't forget to come and see me if you're looking for work.
Okay, Wallace, go ahead.
Sounds better every day, doesn't he?
It's great, it's great.
Yes, sir. Welcome now to Nick Tinney's Birthday Time, featuring the old soothsayer himself, Nick Tinney.
Well, hello to you all in birthday land, those in Peru and those in summer camp. Please have a happy time. As a matter of fact, make it sublime.
Well, hi, Nick, and I see you're in a jocular mood today. So how about reeling off a few birthdays?
Sure. Yeah? July 6th, August 17th, October 7th, February 14th.
Well, the old soothsayer is up his old tricks again, but for good reason, folks. The mask of the muse has many sides. Humor is often used to cover up a serious nature.
That's right.
So before we get into birthday greetings, here's Mr. Tinney's inspirational message for the day.
See the sunshine in whatever you do. Being gloomy isn't worth the sue. The silver in that far-off cloud is there for a reason. It heralds the ending of the rainy season. So, if you're caught in a downpour and can't seem to start, remember this. You'll always be in the indoors of my heart.
How wonderful. That's inspiration at its best, Nick. Poetic words of wisdom. Did you want to get into the birthdays now?
Well, not until I send a poetic message to a certain gentleman who can use the lift.
As usual, thinking of yourself, Nick, but then you always did. I think we'd all like to hear you help that man.
Okay. Although you are temporarily dislodged from your home and on the unfriendly streets you are forced to roam, think of the friends you can make with just plain talk. From your vantage point, your wonderful, comfortable, easy chair located on the sidewalk.
Now for a few quick birthday greetings, Nick. First, Michael Danley is 6 years old today.
Dear Michael Danley, at your age, you should be neither hurt nor seen, as befits most boys who've just reached the age of 15.
The boy is 6, Nick. I guess you dug into the wrong felicitation file.
Well, it happened. What's his name again?
6-year-old Michael Danley.
Congratulations, Michael Danley, on reaching the age of 6. If you're very lucky, you'll never have to make a trip to Fort Dix.
Nick, do you, in conclusion, have a general birthday greeting for your thousands of other friends who are born on this day?
I certainly do. Lift up your heads and shout to the sky. I'm 1 year older, and getting there was as easy as pie. And as much as I'd like to give personal greetings to one and all, it's quite impossible. I'd have to hire a hall.
The old soothsayer himself, folks, Nick Tinney, and he'll be around again soon. So long, Nick. Thanks
so
for stopping by.
It's been fun. Interviews of Depth.
Wally Michaels here, and seated across from me, famous industrialist A.J. Whaley. First, Mr. Whaley, have you any objections to a probing interview?
None at all, Mr. Michaels.
Good. Now, sir, how did you get your start?
I got my start on a ship stoking boilers 24 hours a day, and I can
Mr.
tell
Whaley,
you...
Mr. Whaley, we're not so much interested in what you did. We're more concerned with the why of the thing. I mean, why did you stoke boilers?
Well, take a boiler. If you don't throw coal into it, the ship's not going to make much headway.
We all know that. The point is, what were you like? How were you motivated? That's what we want to know.
Well, when you're a kid...
When were you a kid, Mr. Whaley?
I was a kid years ago.
Well, that's the kind of thing we want to hear. Now, tell us, how did you feel as a young person, or to use your own word, a kid?
Well, as a kid, I suppose I felt pretty young.
Well, now, was that because of the adults around you? Is that why you felt young as a young person?
I guess so. I don't see how...
So what I'm trying to get at is, what makes a boy, later a man, do the things he's going to do?
Well, when I was a kid, I guess I was pushy, you know.
Sir, to use your word, pushy, did you know at the time you were, to use your self-applied term, pushy?
I guess so. I cracked a lot of heads when I was young.
And, well, we're not so much interested in the manifestation of the characteristic as we are in the reasons for it. Now, you just appraised yourself as being an aggressive, or if I may borrow the word, pushy lad. Let's pursue that.
All right.
How do we know you were aggressive during your early life? How do we know you're aggressive now? Can you prove it?
Sure.
Well, you needn't have done that, sir. I was merely trying to plumb the depth.
Well, just trying to get the point home in a hurry, Michaels, that's all.
It certainly makes for an animated interview, and I think we're going to get a much clearer picture of what you're really like.
No sense wasting time.
We've met other men from the rough-and-tumble world of commerce, men with talent at least equal to your own, and these men have failed. How come you've been so successful? What is it you do, sir, when you're seated at the bargaining tables of industry? Is there something special you do?
Sure. I get the point home in a hurry like this.
Thank you, once pushy boy, now grown and aggressive industrialist, E.J. Whaley, for providing us with an...
Interview of Depth. have the voice of a mystery celebrity in just 10 seconds.
Now, here's the voice of a mystery celebrity.
This is Tallulah Bankhead.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Memories and merriment is the game.